Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Thank you very much. Delighted to have you joining me here. And it is time now for the rundown on life in Western Massachusetts from Western Massachusetts' premier digital audio radio style program, Pioneer Valley Radio. Well, the Springfield mayor has announced that he has selected Kathy Buono as the next chief administrative and financial officer for the city of Springfield. Buono, a lifelong Springfield resident, previously served as director of admin and finance for the city of Springfield Office of Community Development, and will become the first female to serve in this position. Following Buono's appointment to CAFO, acting CAFO Patrick Burns, who did not seek the position, will return to his previous position as controller. Congratulations, Mayor and Ms. Buono and everybody involved. But there's music in the air. The Springfield Chamber Players Clarinet Quintet perform March Reveries Sunday, March 10, 3 p.m. at the First Church of Christ, 763 Longmeadow Street, Route 5, Longmeadow. The ensemble includes Christopher Cullen, clarinetist, Masako Yanagita, and Miho Matsuno, violinists Yuko Naito, violist, and Patricia Edens, cellist. Now their program will feature Souvenir de Voyage for Clarinet Quintet by Bernard Herrmann, the Academy Award-winning composer of film scores such as Psycho, North by Northwest, Vertigo, and The Birds. Also included Ralph Vaughan Williams' Six Studies in English Folk Song and selections from Haydn's String Quartet, Opus 50, No. 5, and Paul Chihara's Ellington Fantasy. Tickets, general admission, $20. Student tickets, $5. Tickets may be available at the door 1 hour prior to the performance. Door sales are cash only. Got a new cafe in Holyoke just opening up. Camellias will celebrate its grand opening with a ribbon-cutting ceremony, and they're at 116 High Street. Camellias is a vibrant cafe and boasts a charming space designed to enchant visitors with its unique ambiance. So congratulations to Camellias. Great things ahead for you, I hope. While we're on the subject of restaurants, the venerable Federal Restaurant in Agawam announced they will be temporarily closing next week to renovate the building. Now, while the renovations are being done on the building, their team will focus on the opening of their new location on Bliss Road in Longmeadow called Lola's. And this new restaurant will offer coastal Mexican cuisine such as tacos and oysters and craft cocktails. Owners of the Federal also operate Posto by the Federal in Longmeadow and Vinted Wine Bar and Kitchen in West Hartford. Local Burger is expanding and will open a new location in East Hampton at the Eastworks building. Now, the burger joint will officially open 11:30 a.m. It's already underway at the former location of Riff's. The restaurant was bought in December, and over the last 2 months, the team has made some renovations and formed a new menu for their fourth locations. Local Burger also operates three other locations in Northampton for the last 15 years, Keene, New Hampshire for 12 years, and Local Burgie in Haydenville for 8 years. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno will once again join with representatives from New England Donor Services, state officials, and local individuals touched by organ donation to recognize National Donor Day and the tremendous impact that donors have had, organ donors I refer to, on our community. Mayor Sarno himself is registered as an organ donor too. National Donor Day is also a time to educate the community about organ donor registration. The vast majority of individuals in Massachusetts who do register as an organ and tissue donor do so at the State Registry of Motor Vehicles. If you register in MASH, you get a heart symbol on your driver's ID, real ID, to indicate an organ donor. A retired veteran from Ware is a winner in the Massachusetts Lottery's $4 million Platinum Jackpot Instant Ticket Game. According to the Mass Lottery website, Lawrence Marino of Ware claimed a $1 million prize, before taxes, in the lottery's $4 million platinum jackpot. Instant ticket game on January 25th. Lawrence chose the cash option and received a one-time payment of $650,000 and plans to use some of the winnings to buy a new car. He bought his ticket at the Jane Alden convenience store located at 48 West Street in Ware. The store gets a 10 grand bonus for selling the winning ticket. The $10 scratch tickets went on sale in January 2023, and there were some two $4 million winners so far. There's one $4 million winning ticket and two $1 million tickets remaining. The Wilbraham Police Department and other area departments have seen an uptick in family member arrest schemes in recent weeks. Police departments do not accept gift cards for bail, nor can you pay your fines via a gift card. You want a gift card, get one for Starbucks or Dunkin's, not to pay your bail. Additionally, officers will never come to your home to collect a family member's cash bail. So please speak to your children and elders and educate them on these types of scams. If you believe you may be a victim, please call your local police department. Taco Bell has unveiled several exciting new menu items at first ever Live Mas Live in Las Vegas last week. More than a dozen food innovations are making their way out of the test kitchen and will be available for a limited time at participating locations while the supplies last. Well, what are they, Brad? Well, among the new menu items is the Cheesy Chicken Crispanada, arriving to menus nationwide Thursday. What is that? Well, it's a marinated chicken. And what else have they got? Oh, they have crispy chicken nuggets, which include Signature Bell or jalapeno honey mustard dipping sauces, cheesy street chalupas, and Mountain Dew Baja Blast Gelato. Now, if you're a fan of the Crunchwrap Supreme, you're in for a surprise. With an unexpected twist, the Cheez-It Crunchwrap will make its way on the menu this year and features a real cracker 16 times the size of a normal one inside the folded tortilla. Taco Bell plans to let its reward members decide what limited items they want to enjoy this year by voting for their favorite contender in the app, No Mas. Well, thanks very much for being with us. Mark Auerbach continues to recover quite nicely, we're told, from his surgery. He's feeling well and looking good. He'll be back with us soon. And thank you very much for listening. I hope you're with us on our next program when it launches and resides here in the ether on Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2024.
All rights reserved.